Kia ora, I'm Pastor Cliff Thompson, and this is your Daily Dose. Reasons we don't grow. Wrong soil. Ever tried to build something on the wrong foundation? If a person who needs to lose a bit of weight decides to bring together a group of the most unhealthy people they know to have a meeting at KFC about how they're going to lose weight and get healthier, they're setting themselves up to fail. They're seeking unwise advice and essentially casting their seed onto soil that's unlikely to grow. How often do we do that with what God gives us? We sit here thinking, why am I not growing as I should be? It's very likely that the soil you are trying to grow in is not right for you. What soil are you trying to stay in today? Is it what God said is best for you? Are these the right relationships that you should be invested in right now? Do they grow you? Your best growth is one good decision away. Bible reading, Matthew 13, 3. He told many stories in the form of parables, such as this one. Listen, a farmer went out to plant some seeds. As he scattered them across the field, some seeds fell on a footpath, and the birds came and ate them. Other seeds fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seeds sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow. But the plants soon wilted under the hot sun, and since they didn't have deep roots, they died. Other seeds fell among the thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants. Still other seeds fell on fertile soil, and they produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as they had planted. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Reflection. Where do you scatter your seed? You need to think about where you invest what God has given you. It directly impacts how you grow. Some of you will grow much, some will grow little. Some will sprout, then wither. Others won't grow at all. You determine your growth by where you scatter your seed. Declaration. I will plant myself in good soil today, tomorrow, and every other day after that. And that is your Daily Dose.